Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 10th of July, The Fellowship of Prayer. Christ himself received the anointing of the Spirit at his baptism, signified by a dove descending upon him. Jesus later testified, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." The prophet Isaiah explained that the Spirit of the Lord is the seven spirits of God. Jesus received this anointing without measure in relation to his name as the Father's firstborn son. Notably, he has the seven spirits of God when he speaks to lampstand churches. The Holy Spirit takes what belongs to Christ and gives it to a person who is born again and in Christ. After a believer has been baptized by the Son in the Holy Spirit, the Son then consults with the Holy Spirit in relation to their needs. Christ inquires of the Spirit regarding how they are connecting to him in obedience to the instructions that the Holy Spirit takes from Christ. The Spirit uses these instructions to lead them upon the pathway of their sanctification, enabling them to do the works that Christ has accomplished for them on his offering journey. The Son, then, in prayer, reports to the Father about a believer's progress as his son. If they are obediently following the leading of the Holy Spirit, they are truly sons of God. God the Father is then for them, so who can be against them? The Father is freely giving to sons of God all things as they walk and live in this way. They then proceed to understand that nothing can separate them from the love of Christ as they journey with him in the fellowship of his sufferings. These sufferings are part of their experience from him who is I Am. As a believer is led by the Spirit in the fellowship of Christ's sufferings, they are able to be more than conquerors through Christ who loved them. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 1 verse 32, Luke chapter 3 verse 22, Luke chapter 4 verse 18, Isaiah chapter 61 verses 1 to 2, Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2, Revelation chapter 3 verse 1, Romans chapter 8 verses 26 to 27 and verse 31, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, and Romans chapter 8 verses 35 to 39. For further study, Romans chapter 8.